It's right now 7:44, and it's time to chat with Zeke. Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm good. I think so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How about you? How are you
doing? Surprisingly well.
Yes.
You know, last week I was way too busy, got stressed out, felt like I was being pushed under, 3 G's of forces and being sort of squished into...
And now you're back in
yes, I feel like Margot's voice.
All
light, airy, and wonderful.
I actually had the chance to check out Exposition this past weekend. I was wondering
I was already feeling really squished, and you think I would go to Exposition to be even more squished?
That place is really crowded, isn't it? It's exciting whenever you go.
No, I can't stand crowds. I'm not exactly claustrophobic.
But the fact that it's in the basement, I guess.
But it isn't.
I feel claustrophobic.
There are a couple of times where I've spoken to Louis, one of the organizers, and said, you know, you can move it to Place Bonaventure for the exact same price.
But it's not the same feeling.
But exactly. You can move. You can actually stand around and talk to people without having to feel that I got to lose 40 pounds.
I kind of feel like it's this nice community vibe about it, and everyone's chatting up each other. Yeah. And you meet all these people that you know.
And you do that at Place Bonaventure. You can do that at the Olympic Stadium. You can do it all over the place.
I disagree with this, but anyway.
That's your prerogative.
That's right.
You and Bobby Brown. You and Bobby Brown.
But yes, but you have a lot to tell us.
Well, I have one thing to tell. One thing that's been bugging me and stuff like that, and that is where it's like now that I'm taking lots and lots of public transportation and I'm walking all over the place, there are these ads that are on the buses for this exhibition at the top of the Eaton Center because they turfed out the cinema, and so you have this thing called Bodies, the Exhibition. And it's a blatant cash grab by I don't know who, because first of all, you had Body Worlds 2, which was done by this German doctor who then they basically do plastification stuff. And so they take dead bodies and then they stick various plastic things in them and they make them go, ooh, that's cool. The problem I have, though, with the bodies exhibit at the Eaton Center is that I think... I am 99.99 certain that they use the bodies without asking anybody's permission.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Which is not cool in any way, shape, or form. If you notice on the posters on the buses, they're actually visible minorities that they're using for the bodies exhibit at the Eaton Center, i.e., I can go all un-PC correct and say they have slanty eyes. But it's, yes, they're Chinese people who is part of the bodies exhibit. And nobody is actually quite certain because nobody's ever asked or the people who are running the exhibition have never quite come around to coming out and saying it. But it is the sort of thing, the understanding is that basically they've taken dead prisoners from China and then plastified their bodies and shipped them out and everybody's making cash left, right, and center. My favorite is from their website, where they have on the frequently asked questions page, they have questions about, may I take pictures? Will children enjoy? How long does it take? What
will
is the
children
audio?
Children enjoy? That's a question?
Well, yeah. Well, it's just sort of,
that works.
If you divorce it from the sort of thing and view it as just, this is a pedagogic exercise, let's teach people about anatomy and stuff like that, then it's a reasonable question to ask and so on, i.e., how much anatomy is going to be shown, what positions exactly, but personally, it's the sort of thing where they don't even mention. So where do the bodies come from? Whose bodies are they? And I know that when I'm dead, there was one time where I sort of really decided that I wanted to get like ostentatious and say, okay, I want to get the biggest, most amazing, humongous like mausoleum and stuff like that. And I wanted like neon lights flashing all over the place with like arrows. Look here, dead guy, dead guy, dead guy. Then I think I grew up a little bit. And it was at the time when what was it? The Mothers Against Drunk Driving started kicking in. So it was the early 80s. And suddenly I said, oh, I can like do all sorts of stuff since, they would hand out these cards. So if you die horribly and disgustingly, but very quickly and very early and abruptly, do you want to donate your body to science? And so I still carry around, I don't know, I think now a 30-year-old piece of paper in my wallet where I was being all sorts of silly and saying, you can take everything but my right hand. Given that this sort of thing where I figured, okay, since my last name is Hand, I thought it would be an interesting sort of thing to have a memento and whether, I don't know, the Addams family and I could be like thing two, thing three, I don't know, maybe get a second life where, I don't know, they do something like they just stick it into cryogenics or something like that. But now that I'm older and wiser and... Hold on. Start again. Your microphone's on now.
Okay. Hello? But Zeke, when they started, they had mentioned that they had gotten permission from
Where'd you hear that?
Way at the beginning when they had that exposition. That you're talking about the same thing. These people, they're dead bodies.
No, there have been two. There was one that was down at the Science Center.
Yeah.
That was a year and a half ago. Which is the one that's run by the German doctor, and there, for the most part, I think they do have permission, but I'm not entirely certain, but I think they do.
Yeah, they had a lot
of...
Yeah,
they mentioned it in everything.
But now there's the one at the Eaton Center. There's the one at the Eaton Center where they're doing it all on... They got the ads on the buses, okay. And that one I am 99.999 certain that they do not have permission at all, except from the Chinese government to say, yeah, do whatever you want with our dead prisoners.
Yikes. Oh, these are different.
Yes,
sculptures.
It's, different people.
No, sculptures. Sculptures.
No, they're not sculptures.
They're not living.
Even if
zombie people, they are.
Even if
this is like the remains. This is sculptures. There.
Even if I do like Madonna and strike a pose, I'm not a sculpture.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Stone. It's just the image of the person before, uh-huh. But it's. It's not a zombie. It's just...
No, it's not a zombie. No.
It's real people.
Uh-huh.
So what is the exhibit called then again?
It's called Bodies the Exhibition.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
and it's bodiestheexhibition.com. I got it up on the computer here.
Yes.
And yes, there is then the other FAQ, and then it's after, are there any employment opportunities with the exhibition? Oh. They then have a very convenient link to 4Bodies merchandise. Click here, where if I click there, I can get my catalog, I can get my T-shirt, I can get my USB mouse, I can get a magnet, and all sorts of fun stuff, which definitely leads me to think that, yeah, they are doing as much as they can so as to make as much money as possible.
That's like recycling. No. It's like recycling.
So Margo, when you die, do you want to be recycled?
Oh, you can harvest and you can recycle. That's exciting.
No, I'm really curious to learn more about their code of ethics.
There is none.
I'm on their website right now, prxi.com, which is Premier Exhibitions.
Okay, yes. No, they have no ethics whatsoever. But how about I tell you about a different way of viewing dead stuff that is absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Do say.
Speaking of, Exposine and seeing Tyson, it's a pity that... Which one? You had to see it at Exposing because there's no space. You go to headquarters, mm-hmm. which, by the way, we will repeat, is 1649 Amherst. And it is open regular business hours. It is not open gallery hours, which means you can actually go see it. He has 6-foot-tall charcoal drawings done by Kate Puxley of Roadkill.
Wow. Wasn't expecting that.
No, they are absolutely amazing, phenomenal, glorious, spectacular, amazing. If I had an extra $2,000, I'd buy them. They're dirt cheap for the type of drawing they are, because yes, they are bigger than, taller than the studio. And they are charcoal drawings, absolutely riveting because they are just so large. And yeah, whether it's like a lizard or some sort of raccoon or something like that, they are just, yeah, it's, you go, wow. And Kate Puxley does have sort of a fascination with animals that has been going on with her stuff, so on, for, I don't know, months, years, days, hours, decades, eons, millennia, or something like that. But this one, she has taken it to new and better and more exciting levels. And I highly, highly recommend it. On top of it, they even come framed, and the frames themselves are worth probably about $2,500.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there, that is a, which one, ethically good, very reasonable, and also very interesting use of dead stuff.
But is she actually really using real material, or are you talking about she's just drawing?
She's just drawing. So she uses charcoal to draw.
Just to be sure. You had to check, because but, then we get into a whole other discussion about... Because there's another trend in the art world of some people doing that with real animals, and a lot of people, there's a lot of animal activists against that. And
what do you mean? Sort of like at Billy Coon, where they just have their ostrich heads?
No, not that.
So, okay, then I'm lost.
It's okay. We'll talk about another day. 7:55 right now, and you have other things to talk about.
No, it's okay. Then,
but the artist right now I can think of is a Canadian artist, and I know there's a lot of there's a lot of talk to do about a lot of discussion, heated discussions that could occur over this, where I was going with this particular art, which I'll mention next week. I'll talk about these two artists. I mean, one of them was from Mexico, I think, and he had tied a dog to this pole in this room or something, and he just let it starve. And he said it was art. So.
Oh, and you're talking about the other one who, which one, the Squish the Mouse?
I'm not sure, but okay, you know, there's all these different types of variations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
And there's, like I said, a whole discussion can be had about that, but we'll reserve that for
No, for the most part, I don't think they're art. I think they're boring performances by people who are really terrible, mostly for the most part, unimaginative.
Well, you think that, but the people that support them apparently don't think the same way as you do.
That's fine.
Which is quite something, I have to say. I mean, I also side on with you on that, because I don't think you need to take credit for something that you're not creating yourself. But anyway, yes, do go on, Zeke.
Okay.
It's now 7:56.
There, so I remember Kate Puxley, Headquarters Gallery, 1649 Amherst. Absolutely amazing show. And if you have any spare change, go give it to them so you can buy one of those absolutely knock dead, drop down, gorgeous, spectacular charcoal drawings of roadkill.
I love Headquarters,
yes,
by the way.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, Angie's going to get jealous.
Oh, no, I love Angie, too. Angie and Tyson are just really, really welcoming people.
Why are they going to be jealous?
Because Tyson's married to Angie, and Tyson runs Headquarters, and if
Liz... And Tyson's going to come back in December. And maybe Angie can come, too.
That's all right.
Oh, no, but if...
Sharing the love, man.
If Liz loves Tyson, and Tyson's married to Angie, that sounds to me like a triangle.
I love both of them.
Somebody's going to get in trouble there.
They're both really creative, and they're both... They have this energy about them that's really, really contagious, and it's really worth going to Headquarters to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Taking...
I'm putting words in your mouth that you didn't even think of saying.
That sounds so bad. 7:57 right now. Going back on track.
You want to go down to counting the seconds?
I'm not going to say any more comments
Admiration.
I was just saying that because I saw Tyson at Exposine.
Uh-huh.
Had a nice chance to chat with him and look forward to him coming back on, and hopefully with Angie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully in December during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. We get Angie
so we
here.
We chat with them.
Oh, we get Angie here. We can do a fashion show on the air.
Woohoo! And we could get the swap exchange as well, the swap team in on it too. That'd be excellent.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Swap team, talking to you. Going to be doing a follow-up with you as well. Yes, do go on.
Okay, and then the last thing that I wanted to mention is, on Thursday, and I'm actually, unfortunately, been invited to 3 vernissages, and I'm actually going to probably have to make them all, which is a real hassle, because I can't, as you know, from when was it? I don't know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I hate vernissages. But my friend Pip, who is also known as Paola Ridolfi, is part of a show that is taking place at Victoria Hall, which is down in Westmount, in a very, very nice exhibition space, made even nicer since that it is not on your normal standard issue line of this is gallery stuff. If I show up like on a Wednesday, I'm the only person there looking at art, which is there's no better way to experience art other than one-to-one. One-to-one is amazing and phenomenal and wonderful. Then a friend of a friend, I think her name is Patricia, my friend's name is Barbara, is having a show at Bellefeuille, which is sort of like the swankiest of the swankiest, most successful commercial gallery in town, the one where everybody says, "Woo, this stuff sells for way too much." And yet we got to figure out a way to get Kate, like, without making Tyson annoyed. But it's the sort of thing where Kate's drawings, if they were at De Bellefeuille, the same exact drawings, there'd be an extra zero at the end of the price tag. Hmm. So it would go from 2,000 to 20,000, just like that.
That is so bizarre.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. Can I
That's
say
my last comment.
And then speaking of people who we know who have been, remember him? Mm-hmm. He's having a show at Gallery Trois Points. And now that Jocelyn no longer owns it, I can actually go in and not feel like I'm going to get shot.
That's excellent news. It's all happening this week.
Thursday. All three vernissages are in between sort of 5 and 8. And so I'm assuming that I will probably still be semi-coherent by 8, because at all the vernissages, I'm expecting they're going to try and ply me with real cheap liquor. And given that it's real cheap liquor, the only way to handle it is by drinking lots of it. And it's probably real bad finger food. And while I recognize that it's way better to eat and drink at the same time, if it's bad finger food and bad liquor, just deal with the bad liquor. And it's a good thing I'm not on the air Friday morning. You want to go to Democracy Now?
Yeah.
Now? Okay.
Let's check it out. Thanks, Zeke.
No problem.
This is very entertaining. I can't wait to talk next week.